This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry meets Millennium Development Goal. KSAC reports significant increase in property tax collection and Jamaicans encouraged to enter the National Health Fund NHF 2014 Work It Out Challenge. The news in detail after this message.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. So hear this.
Yo, turn off your light, turn off your TV and your fan.
When you're not using it.
Turn off your heater and your AC as part of the plan.
When you're not using it.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is being lauded for meeting the Millennium Development Goal of achieving over 90% enrollment at the primary level. United Nations Resident Coordinator Dr. Aaron Kashyap says the ministry's accomplishment is particularly significant in light of recent statistics showing that approximately 57 million children of primary school age across the world are currently out of school. He adds that approximately 125 million youth between the ages of 15 and 24 lack basic reading and writing skills, which they should have developed at the primary level.
We commend the Ministry of Education for this important achievement. As the UN, we are committed to partner with the government of Jamaica and the Jamaicans to strengthen education and contribute to the progress, including through reading, towards achieving Vision 2030 Jamaica.
The UN resident coordinator was speaking at a Reading Day ceremony at the Almondtown Primary School in Central Kingston earlier this week. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is reporting a $1.56 billion increase in property tax collection for the last fiscal year. The increase in collections is largely due to an increase in property tax rates. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown-Burke, says despite the increase, the overall compliance rate of 60% is still too low.
When you have an increase in property tax rates, you expect in the short term a decrease in compliance. And so what we have been trying to do is to work against that trend to make sure that we achieve. And we have to find a way to increase that and to do something about that this year.
While noting that the taxes play a vital role in the continued development of the corporate area, Senator Brown-Burke is encouraging more persons to pay their property tax. Senator Brown-Burke was addressing the monthly meeting of the KSAC. Students and staff at Hazard Primary in Clarendon are benefiting from improved facilities at their school. This follows a $23 million rehabilitation project carried out at the institution by the European Union-sponsored Poverty Reduction Program, PRP. The community contributed $7 million towards the project, which was aimed at addressing overcrowding and poor fencing at the institution. The project included the construction of two classrooms, a computer and resource room, principal's office, and 300 meters of chain link fence. The roof was also rehabilitated and a new main entrance gate was installed. To date, 34 schools have received or are receiving support under the Poverty Reduction Program. The program is jointly funded by the Government of Jamaica and the European Union and is implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to enter the National Health Fund NHF 2014 Work It Out Challenge as a means of reducing their risk of chronic illnesses. The Work It Out Challenge is a weight loss competition encouraging individuals to change their lifestyle.
It's a body mass index-based competition. It lasts for 24 weeks and emphasizes diet and physical activity as a way to reduce a person's risk of developing chronic diseases.
Chief Executive Officer at the NHF, Everton Anderson. The competition is set to start April 26 and will run until October 11. Entries for the event close this Friday, April 11. The top three individuals with the highest reduction in their body mass index will be rewarded with gift certificates valued up to $30,000. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.